Be'ezus Hashem, Gemara Nedarim, Memches Amid Beis, we're in the middle of the sugya of the Ahugavra that he wanted to be Asr Hanot to his son because he was Meshamet Kipi the Kisna, a Ganev, a Mazik, or a Kaponim, he wasn't learning Torah. And he wanted to Asr Hanot. They said, what if the grandson, the son of that son, is he going to be a Tzadik, a Turb Menabonan? So there's a whole lumdus that he wanted to say, I want it to be my son's, not that it's his, it's Asr Hanot for him, but Al Yedei that he should be Makted to the grandson. The Achronim asked, but Mr. Rishen already telling us, why wasn't he Makted directly to the grandson? So it's a machlek, a summary shine, and learned that the grandson wasn't born yet. Others learned that even if he was born, but he was a katan, or akaponim, he wasn't a tzur merabonon, and it might be a problem of breira. But akaponim, that wasn't, for various reasons, what was going on. And rather, what was going on is that he wants to be maknit to the son, not that the son could have it, but benegay that he should be able to maknit to the grandson. And the Gemara opens up that it's a machlek, a samiroyim, pumpedisa v'Rav Nachman. Pumpedisa v'Rav Nachman. Pumpedisa says, k'ni amanas l'haknes loy koni. Rav Nachman says, k'ni amanas l'haknes is koni. Frek the ran. And why is this different than matona manas lahachzir? We pask in matona manas lahachzir, shema matona. And the Ran answers because he says, matona manas lahachzir is a matona mushlemes forever. Boifin muchlot. Now there's a tanai that you have to be machzir. Like or from any other tanai. You make a tanai, you have to jump, you have to do something, you have to give me something. A tanai. Here, the tanai is you have to give it back eventually. And that, the emes is yidua, is a big machlekes rishonim. The Russian sukkah holds that matona manas lahachzir over there, like Abi Esrig and other things, is a matona gemura. Because if anything less than that would be she'ela ba'alma. It's a matona gemura with a tanai amanas lahachzir. Ki yadua, the ktsois, the avnim luyim, brings Rav Avigdor HaKohen and a toshes rit and other rishonim that learn no, that a matona manas lahachzir was a matona lizman. It's not a she'ela, it's a kinyan aguf lizman. But let's go with the gang over here that the rishonim are saying it's a kinyan la'olam with a tanai. And that's yegud. And what's over here? No, this is worse, this is no good. This is kinyan amanas lahachzir loikoni. What's this? So this big raider of Baruch Be'er, other Achronim will say the touch is like this. It, according to many of the Achronim, it bechalal is no shaykhis to tanai. I want to touch it up. It's a shear in the kinyan. The hainu. But there are when you makna someone something, you makna tim boifin mukhlat. And bemes within forever. The Ksayis Taka talked about a kinyan lizman. It's yours, but only for his man. But now we're talking about something else. I'm makna you the chayfetz. But not that it's yours. You can't use it. You don't have shlita over it. You're not allowed to do what you want with it. You're not allowed to be mechal it. You're not even allowed to use it not to be mechal it. You're not allowed to touch it. It's yours, b'negeya, that you have the koyach hakno, that you can be makted to somebody else. Acharecha, you can makted to somebody else. V'zehu. Now that's a shear in the kinyan. That's not tanai, and that's not matana manas lahachzir. That's a grace of mishayir b'kinyonai. Is there such a kinyan shayach b'chlal that it's only koni to you, b'negeya, to be makted to someone else? And that's what Pumbadisa said, no, ain't no such thing. Kinyan manahachnas like koni. And Rav Nachman would arrive from kinyan sudr, because Rav Nachman says, what's by kinyan sudr? They give you the sudr. The sudr is only you for a few minutes. And he holds, he toughest late loy mitzvah. You're not even allowed to grab it. You must give it back. And it's given to you what? For those few minutes? B'negei, that it should be yours. B'negei, that you should be makne, your para. Because the sudr is yours for those few minutes. Zok Rav Nachman, if by sudr it works, that's a raya that kinyas mahaknes is also good. Or b'doch it's a machlek is pumpadisa for Rav Nachman. Rav Ashi argues on Rav Nachman on the tzushtel. Whether he holds like Rav Nachman is a different story, but he says, but the tzushtel from sudr is not a tzushtel. First of all, he says, by sudr, maybe it's nishtazoy, maybe you're allowed to keep it. Minig oilam is you give it back. But maybe be'etzim b'dahagdora, it's a kinyan lo'ilam on the sudr. That's one taina, a whole sifarzich. What's taka together by chalipin? When you give the sudr, is it given to him forever? Be'etzim. No, he has a choice to give it back. And then he has another kasha. The kinyan sudr, chach for those few minutes, it's yours. But over here, it's kol sekinyoni, because b'shaiti, it's b'chlal, it is only later on when the son is going to be a tzur merabonon, it's like la'achar lamed. The Rishonim ask. Rav Nachman himself, in Ksubis, Pebeis, Pevov, holds, if you makna someone a Meshoich Parazu, the Tikhne Lelachar Lamed, it's called Sekinyonoi. If the par is in an Agam at the end of the 30 days, so it's not in your Chotzer, then you have no Shaykhs to it, it's called Sekinyonoi. So what's Taka the Pshat over here by the Sugya of Bar Breh, he holds that you can be makna to the son, Benegay, to makna to the grandson. It's Taka problem, it's called Sekinyonoi. And I'm not asking a new Kasha, that's what Rav Ashi was asking. So maybe there's an umdan over here that he means yet to be me'achshav. But Pashtas, the Ram still is that the Zavada Chasorn of Kol Sekinyonoi. Say by Kinyan Chalipin, by Chazoka, by Meshicha, by Agbo. Who would then by Shtar? The Ram makes a trust whether this Kol Sekinyonoi by Shtar. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. He makes a tumult about whether this Kol Sekinyonoi by Shtar. But what's going to be over here? So there's a Mahalach in the Rishonim, and this is a big noise. We're just going to touch it. That over here it's with Kinyan Sudr, with Kinyan Chalipin. And we know that the Gemara says in Kedushin that by Kinyan Kesef you don't say Kol Sekinyonoi. By Kinyan Kesef, you don't say Kol Sekinyonoi. Because if I give you money now that it should be Chal, a Kinyan Lachar Lamed, it is able to be Chal. Because the Shibin HaMois is there, and even if the Mois is Nechal, it's able to be. So the Hainu again. Meshicha, Chazoka, Hagbo, maybe Star, Kol Sekinyonoi. Oh, but Kesef is like Kol Sekinyonoi. What's with Chalipin? What's with Kinyan Sudr? And the Emes says, hint, hint, it's going to be totally in a Shiloh whether Chalipin is Midin Kesef, about Kumen to them. Oh, but Efshu will be Makdim, Behai Gavna. It's Yedua that the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perakei Halacha Zayin, the Ran brings it at the end of the sugya, on the Mem Tesem and Aleph. We mentioned it in the previous year. The Rambam paskins like Rav Nachman. The Rambam Hilchos Nedarim, Perakei Halacha Zayin, brings that by this case with the Bar Brei, you could be Maknit, you could do Kni Almanas Lachnis as a Kenyan. And the Rishonim Stel and the Rambam, Bishlam Ravashi's first kasha from the Tzu Stel Tesudah was a Dichoy Ba'alma Kimadubar. We'll see. Over the second kasha is the Chkolsa Kenyoni. So the Bach, in Yeridei Reish Chav Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam, the Bach says, there's an undil that his kavan is that it should already me'achshav be his. We'll avoid the problem of Kol Sekinyoni. It's me'achshav. But there's another mahalat that they say, they know, because it's Kinyan Sudr. And by Kinyan Sudr, maybe there's no problem of Kol Sekinyoni. Maybe there's no problem of Kol Sekinyoni. The Hainu, that the same way by Kinyan Kesef, you can make a Kinyan Kesef Lachar Lamed, you can make a Kinyan Sudr Lachar Lamed. So he was makna to the son with Kinyan Sudr that he should be able to be makna to the Ben Benoy afterwards. Not so gushmak, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you say, Kinyam Anas Naknes Koni, the Ramah and Choshe Mishpit, Kuf Tzadi Aleph holds that there is a problem of Kol Sekinyoni by Kinyan Sudr. You have to know how that's going to work out. Now, to go into the Etzim topic, there's a lot of ways to start this. Let's open it up, episode Chuvas HaRashba, yeah? Yidua. There's a famous Chuvas HaRashba that declares a Shiloh. Chalipin. Kinyan Chalipin, Sudr, Chalipin. Chalipin Midin Kesef, or Kinyan Acherhu. And the Rashba, when he clears the Shiloh, is Chalipin Midin Kesef, or Kinyan Acherhu. The Rashba says, what's he clearing? Lamashal, he says, Lagabi Kol Sekinyoni. We know if you do Mashiach, Hakbah, Kinyonim like that, Lachar Lamed, it's not Chal. Mashiach Parazu, Tikn Lachar Lamed, and it's in the Agam, Loikono, Kolsa Kinyonim. Midach is by Kesef. You can buy something with Kesef and it should be Chal Lachar Lamed. What's with Chalipin? Is Chalipin Midin Kesef or not? The Nafkimin is if it's Kolsa Kinyonim by Chalipin. The Oymak of the Shaila is the mechanism of Kinyon Chalipin working similar to the mechanism of Kesef. If you want to be Choyfer and dig by Kinyon Kesef Gufa, there's a whole Mikzoy over here. Is Kinyon Kesef Stamap, a Kesef Kinyon? A Tekes? A ceremony? Or is it a kesef achoyza that I give you and therefore you owe me and the fact that you owe me, so in lieu of that, you must be back. Is chalipin close enough, doima enough, shayich enough to the kinyan kesef that just like by kesef we say that the kesef is not kol sekinyonoi, efshe by chalipin also won't be kol sekinyonoi. The emes is the shayla where the chalipin made in kesef is meshech shayich to the sugim kedushin daf gimel. Over there the Gemara declares, if an isha is niknes by chalipin, can you do kedushin with chalipin? And toichat varam, among other things, the Gemara declares, hare we know, Isha's nickname of Kesef is because of Stay Ephraim. Beseder. And what about Chalipin? So if Chalipin is Midin Kesef, it's Viter. It's Midin Kesef, so we can learn that from Stay Ephraim. Alternatively, you could say Chalipin is a different Kenyan. Or Bersachakol, you learn that from Stay Ephraim. Azoivi Kesef, could we learn that from Stay Ephraim? Benifrod, you could learn that Chalipin is Midin Kesef. It's learned that from Stay Ephraim. That's totally over there. Be'emes, the Gemara over there says that Chalipin Vibal, the Chayach, even by Pachis, Mishav, Aprutah, Lemekani, and Afshal, Lemekani, there's two Girsis. Some Achranim learned that that's good for the Prabha. The fact that Chalipin works even on less than Aprutah, that's the Prabha. That it's not Midin Kesef. And once it's not Midin Kesef, then it can't work Bichlal. The Shaila is, Legabi, the Oisfer of the Gemara here based on this Nechuda. Because the Ran fears Ois, already on Memtesim and Aleph, we'll fear it Ois. The Ran says, Linyan Alocha. Legabi, the Shaila of Sudr. So the Ran, Linyan Alocha, by Sudr, Kaimelon, like Rav Nachman, that a Sudr is also Kinyam Nas Lahaknis. And you can't be Ma'akev it back. It's Taka, Kinyan Sudr is Itofis Leiloi Mitfas. Even though Ravashi was matchim, he says man leimalon. Maybe you could be mitzvah. He says Ravashi himself in kedushin davov is before that he compares chalipin to matan manas lahachzir. That it's itofas leila mitvas. So avad of here it's a dichu ba'alma. You have to know what's the second kasha of Ravashi. We spoke earlier in this year. But the ma'ase says we kaimalon kerav Nachman. Umiu nihil in sudru kaimalon kerav Nachman. But legabi kniyam manas lahachnas we don't pass like Rav Nachman. But then it brings that the Rambam holds that who would then legabi kniyam manas lahachnas we also pass like the Rambam. The Shaila is there's a bit of a shtel that I'm writing much on this a lot. The Ran Teichat Vorem, he wants to bring a raya that Ravashi was only the Chuy Baal because he says, because if you're going to tell me that he toughest mitfas, so then how could you tell me that Matana Manas Lahachzer is no good by Kedushin, Gezeira Otu Chalipin? How could you say it's Ein Lecha Kinyan Gadol Mizeh? And Bemis, it's a Pella. The Gemara says that Chalipin doesn't work by Kedushin. Chalipin doesn't work by Kedushin because Leimekan Yanavsh, it's a Gemara Dav Gimel. So we'll speak at the Mahalach of the Stipler, the Stipler in Kedushin. Moir de Gazach, he says, there's a famous concept called Kinyan Amoyel, Kinyan Sheni Moyel, the Hainu, the Ktsora. A person amol could do a kinyan, and it's not always kahalton, but grada, the kinyan he did, includes a different kinyan, and a grada works out the other kinyan. An out-of-the-box example, a person is meshtadl to be kind of with shtar. But the shtar, kiddushin, with a shtar, the shtar is puzzle. But it happens to be the shtar was worth a pruta. It doesn't have to be, but a grada was. So let the shtar work as pruta, as kesef. Kimoikain, the disciple says, when you're doing chalipin, avada, the Gemara already says that chalipin doesn't work. And chalipin can be even less than a pruta. But what if you choose to do chalipin with something that's worth a pruta? Now, as chalipin, it can't work, because the etzem kinyan of chalipin that could be less than a pruta is no good, can't work as pruta either. Oh, but let it work as kesef. Kinyan amoyel, kinyan shen amoyel, let it work as kesef. The teretz is, vibal chalipin is itofes leila mitzvah, you can't keep it, that's why it's not kesef. If the din would be that by chalipin you have a right to keep it forever. The vinik is not, but you have a right to keep it forever. Then any time you makadish with an isha, with a chalipin of a kli, that's grad the word of shava pruta, then asking an amoyel kinan shenemal, with work as kesef. Why doesn't it? Because, catch on, because chalipin is itafas leloimitas, you can't keep it. And Ravashi was lichuya ba'alma, and that's why it's not going to be good as kesef. Akapanam, that's the machlekes, Ran and Rambam, that we paskin, like Rav Nachman bin Igeh, that kinyan sudus itafas leloimitas. But whether we pass in Kniyam and Asla Hakni's Kani or not, whether we pass in like from Badis or Rav Nachman, that's a big machlokes rishonim.